The ruling People's Democratic Party was declared winner of 28 of 36 state governorship elections in a discredited 2007 ballot, while President Umaru Yar'Adua was named winner of the presidential poll with more than 70% of the vote. But elections were so chaotic with widespread vote rigging, ballot stuffing and intimidation that independent election observers said the results were not credible. In response, President Yar'Adua inaugurated a 22-man electoral panel in August 2007 with a call to bring Nigeria's elections to international standards. Abdullahi Jallow, a ranking member of the People's Democratic Party, says the president's commitment to free and fair elections in Nigeria is commendable.
Let us be very realistic. We have to start somewhere and we have to move forward. Had it been Yar'Adua came in and continued with the former system, we would say there is nothing changing. And there was some mistake here and there. And he said he wants to correct that mistakes. He should be given that chance.
Despite his massive win in 2007, critics say Yar'Adua is a tainted man, the beneficiary of an illegitimate election. Nigeria courts have annulled the election of several officials since national polls more than a year ago. Yar'Adua's challengers in the presidential race have appealed to the Supreme Court after a tribunal dismissed their complaints and turned down their demand for a rerun. Public hearings of the committee gave Nigerians the opportunity to suggest ways to make future elections more credible. The huge gains awaiting those in office, the lack of an independent election regulator, and harsh punishment for violators of electoral laws emerge as some of the factors undermining the election process. Jallow says any recommendations made by the panel will require considerable reform of the Constitution.
There must be some serious approach to amend some of the sections in our Constitution. Some of the provisions of the Constitution must be expunged to allow the electoral reform to work. Otherwise, you can't say you are going to make anything.
Public hearings commence in May, and the committee is expected to publish a report in August. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.